Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at The Gaslight on the Hill, located on Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, go over there and check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, shares a wall with Cha Cha Chow, so you can come over, have some cold drinks, watch one of your favorite bands record, eat some tacos, and just have a great time. There's all kinds of music going on over there, and a lot of unique recordings and things. It's really something special for St. Louis, and so get out and support them. Check it out. Full listings on GaslightSTL.com. Follow along on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and again, everything GaslightSTL.com. Also want to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. They have a brand new location in the Zach Building over... It used to be the old Plush building, if you may remember that location. So check it out. Go on over there, visit them. They got new records in every Friday. A lot of live in stores and all kinds of things. So yeah, you can shop online 24/7, musicrecordshop.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We're pulling away, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
That's nailed it.
Yeah, I think that'll be great.
God damn.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock,
we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today in Festus at Main Street
Music Club.
Music Club. There it is.
There.
Yeah. yeah, man. It was second time back here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very exciting. But hanging out today with Pono AM.
Pono.
Oh, Pono. Man.
It's okay. Very close.
Man.
We chose a ridiculous band name, so that's our fault.
Yeah. I was wondering about that. Like, I mean, how many times, like, Pono,
yeah,
AM.
People get it wrong
AM.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
They usually get the AM, though, instead of AM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, too, like, you know, you... I've heard a lot of different stories, but, you know, like, people getting, like, misspelled on marquees or whatever and all that kind of different stuff, too. And, like,
right.
The Great Train Robbery, Joshua, you guys know them at all?
I think I've heard of them, but I don't know.
Yeah. I met him through, Manus Brothers, and he, whatever, he's like, you know, says everything.
I think they were at the last Whiskey War.
Yeah, I think they came through for that. And, but yeah, he was, you know, just of course every different version of Great Train Robbery or whatever, just all these different things that, you know. But anyway, it's just funny to, you think you have a, you know, something that sticks and stands out, but people still going to mess it up no matter what you pick and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
no one almost, a lot of people get Langoliers wrong, even though I think the way that we spell it and terms of like the actual movie and stuff, it's the most simple, but
yeah,
people always get that wrong.
But anyway, I guess before we get going too far, you guys want to go around the mic and introduce yourselves and say hello, and for those listening,
I'm Corey. I play guitar and I sing occasionally.
I'm Josh. Pisces, play guitar, sing in this band, Pono AM.
Pono AM. And my name is John. I play bass guitar.
Josh, can you introduce me?
That's Alex down there with the deep, boomy voice.
Okay.
He plays the drums.
Yeah.
He likes to he likes to jump out of the sky very often.
Man, that took a long time.
That's his first thing, and then he plays drums second. He's a skydiver. Ladies.
That was a mistake.
Rewind.
Yeah.
Cut that. Can you?
No, that's all. No, it's all going
to
be in there, man. It's all live.
If you want Josh to keep speaking for you, this is going to go great.
You only get this live.
Yeah, we don't have that technology to edit. So,
no.
Besides that, curse words.
By the end of this, I don't want to be able to run for president if they look at this tape.
I don't think it would matter.
This guy,
man,
is nuts.
It'd probably be more qualifying.
Oh shit.
Yep.
Especially these days, you know what I'm saying?
Man, all of your Trump support listeners are going to hate you after this one. I'm sure the numbers are slim to none.
Well, I wanted to catch up with you guys. I know I've been seeing the name quite a bit lately. A lot of things happening for you guys. I've been hustling out there. You guys just spent the weekend on the road with some guys, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how was that?
It was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't really like a tour, but somehow we managed to set up like enough shows within an hour of each other to where it didn't really conflict with you know, someone going to be able to make this show. Because one was a house show, one was here, so that doesn't really draw from St. Louis, and then we played in Edwardsville, so it all worked out pretty well for not traveling almost at all. I mean, pretty much used our own cars to get everywhere, so didn't have to use the van and make a whole thing out of it.
Right.
We did kind of, but not really.
Stayed at each other's places or friends' places. Both two out of the three mornings, we had really good breakfast.
Oh my God.
We went to Elephant Rocks. Climbed around. There were a lot of dogs, a lot of good breakfasts, lots of good music. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I picked up this hat.
That is a pretty sweet hat.
Yeah,
just for all the viewers.
Yeah, yeah.
I dress really nice for this, too.
I'll describe the hat to you. It's on my head.
You can believe that.
Yeah.
Those guys are a lot of fun, man. I've only known them maybe too close to going on 2 years now, year and a half, I guess. But a lot of fun. I love those guys, and it's nice to see that. We look at like Jackal Fest they put together. You know, Danny and the guys helped put together over the summer and stuff, and like just the community they've built around them, and then all their friends and everybody that's coming together, and it's really cool to be a part of all this, and you guys and Langoliers, like I said, and Bucko Toby, and everybody is a part of this big family we're creating, and it's a lot of fun to, like I said, just to be a part of all this.
It is a cool thing, for sure.
And to see you guys doing shows together and all that stuff, and now it's cool, man.
For sure. We worked out quick.
Yeah, it's nice having being able to work with Danny, because he does so much. I mean, obviously he's a musician, but I mean he's got a very business mindset, and he's good at promoting, and I don't know, it's awesome to play with those guys.
Yeah.
For sure.
I wasn't sure until this weekend, but I do indeed trust that rat. There was some trust fall scenarios out when we were climbing rocks. Danny had my back for sure.
Yeah. That was this weekend, but you guys also did a little bit, even outside of that, you guys went to, Florida for the weekend in January?
Yeah.
Or something, and actually getting a little more time on the road there.
Yeah. That was kind of the thing. I mean, me and Josh, we'd get together here all the time whenever I was slaving away at the coffee bar, and just talking about, like, you know, what we wanted to do if we had a band together, and the thing was, you know, we really want to try to play out more. And so outside of, you know, doing the tour to Florida, our first show was actually in Dayton, Ohio. First show we ever played.
Yeah.
And that was like a 7-hour drive. And so Langoliers had a show the night before, and we were like, are we going to play the show? Stick around for some of the bands. We're going to try to get out of here so that we can get to Dayton. And we ended up going to Festus and screwing around till like 3:30 in the morning. Then we drove 7 hours, and then we slept for like maybe 2 hours, and our first performance was with half the band. Yeah. So it was just me and Josh. Josh was playing kick drum and hi-hat and guitar and singing. And then, I was doing my thing. But it was only two of us with like 2-3 hours of sleep live on the radio. Went pretty well, surprisingly. Yeah. I think we were too tired to be nervous.
We started very... Yeah, definitely too tired to be nervous at all.
Me and John were listening in his office, just giggling.
Yeah, I was working from home. Yeah. We'll listening see. to Josh and Corey shredded on the radio.
Yeah, hours away from each other, having to play a show the next night.
Yeah,
just listening to
that. And so they came. So we were there. So how that show happened, actually, was we'd started this band. We hadn't booked any shows yet. And we were joking around with our friend Steven, who used to live here. Now he lives in Ohio, in Dayton. And we were like, where should we book this first show? And Steve was like, I'm having a Halloween party at the end of
October.
Oh, yeah. October. Yeah, around the time Halloween is. And we're like,
well, sure it's the end of October.
We're like, well, what if we played a show out there and we made that our first show? And they're like, okay. And then so we went out there, did the radio, no sleep, did the radio thing, a little bit of sleep, and then all of our friends get there for this Halloween party and they start showing up, me and Corey trying to sleep. And we just kind of hang out. We went and saw the band Man Ray that we were playing with the next night. And then we went and played this show, and it was just the most ridiculous first show I could ever imagine in my life.
Yeah.
We had to describe that whole image.
Yeah. Okay, so. Okay, yeah. So this is me talking for Tucker. So we were there for, you know, everyone's like dressed in costume. We have like about maybe 15 friends that come from Missouri and like from Florida, just around to come to this party. So we're all dressed up. We go to this tiny art gallery to play, and half of the crowd there is our friends. Well, there was
not
more
quite
than
half.
That. Yeah, not quite half. But so, like, there's all these people at the show that no one knows that are all dressed like maniacs. And our friend John Haler, maybe I shouldn't say his name. Oh, just whatever. He's infamous at this point. Yeah, he's on the CD. He's on the CD cover. He's dressed as Ben Franklin.
He's dong out.
And gets, yeah, he's drinking 40s, and he's just going too crazy, and he gets kicked out of the show.
In like the third song,
what
I think.
Did he when we were live.
Before we
one
even
of
got
our
started,
slowest songs.
He spilt beer all over. Well, not all over, but he sprinkled my pedals with beer, and I was just like, Jesus, man.
He's a great guy, though.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
thankful for it.
Totally.
It made for a good first show.
He tried to make up for it by, well, by this time, you know, he's hammered. Because it turns out that, like, these Schlitz 40 ounces are cheaper than water by, like, a long shot. And so he's drinking those. And,
well, 10 cents.
Yeah.
So it's not a long
not
shot.
Not a long shot, but cheaper it's cheaper. And so those, he's drinking those, and we get back to the house where the party's going on. And John's like, he's like, what do I got to do to make it up to you? And he's like, you want me to run down the street without my pants? And I was like, no, man. And he's like, I'm doing it. And so he's chasing this car down the street in just like this weird velvety Ben Franklin shirt with no pants on.
Yeah.
And the rest of the night essentially goes like that.
Yeah. The best part about that, though, was like,
you're talking for me?
No.
Yeah. This is Tucker talking on behalf of Josh.
Yeah. After he was kicked out of this place, like, I guess the bouncer type person was talking to somebody. He's like, what the hell happened? I don't know. Some fuck with a bib got kicked out.
Yeah. That was ridiculous.
So John essentially drove 7 hours to watch his friend's band play two songs.
Yeah.
They go to a party.
And then he got kicked out.
Half dressed.
So that was our first show.
Yeah.
So that was how this band got started. Well, that was how our humble beginnings.
Yeah.
Since then, it's all been downhill.
Right.
It was a great show, though. It went really well. I thought it was as good as it could have gone.
Yeah.
It's probably a good segue into the release, because the image on the cover of the release.
Yeah.
Is from that night.
Yeah.
That's a really good segue.
Yeah. Our first.
Yeah.
When you call out that it's a good segue. that CD will be, it's John on the cover. People have probably seen it, been like, what's that? That's a picture someone took of him peeing in public, of course.
Dressed as Benjamin Franklin.
Dressed as Benjamin Franklin.
At an undisclosed area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it was, and that's probably good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, that'll be available on March 17th.
Mm-hmm. March 17th, yes, we're playing.
St. Patty's Day.
St. Pat, don't say that it's St. Patty's Day, because people are going to be like, oh, I'm going to go get drunk this day.
They'll probably figure it out.
They'll do St. Patty's Day.
Date.
Yeah, well, no, they won't.
Just get drunk with us at Off Broadway and Bruiser Queen.
Yeah.
And a special guest on March 17th at Off Broadway. Again, I think I said that already. We're releasing Here's Pono, which is three songs, one of which is Good Vibes. Mm. And then I don't know, what are the other two? Not For Me and Death Man. It says it on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the information's there.
All right. Nice, though. That's a great room, man. A lot of fun over there at Off-Broadway. Good people over there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come on over. And, you got Bruiser Queen, another friend of the show. And they like to party, too. They're a whole lot of fun. And
we didn't even get to the Florida thing. We totally bypassed it. Because Bruiser Queen's kind of a part of that.
Okay, this is a good segue into the Florida.
Yeah, we had to back up.
You can't say it's a good segue.
I want to start at the beginning, but maybe I should start sooner.
Tarantino this thing. Start at the end, go back.
But anyways, our friends, the Woolly Bushmen, they're from Orlando, and we met them through Jason Potter, because whenever he was booking at the Heavy Anchor, he booked Buck Otobi on there. We went and saw him play, and it was awesome. And then they came back the next year in Langoliers, and Buck Otobi played with them at Foam. And then we ended up going down to Florida. And well, we stopped in Memphis. We played with the By Gods, who was actually the band that the Langoliers were playing with the night before we left to go to Dayton. And then
Nashville.
Yeah, to go to... Well, that was the night, though. Because they played... By Gods played with us at Cicero's. We played with Langoliers.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were the band that booked us in Nashville. So we went down, we played in Nashville, then we drove all the way to Orlando, had the day off.
That night, though, after the show in Nashville.
Yeah, right after the show.
Caught my hat on fire.
Caught his hat on fire, and thought for sure we were going to die in, like, rush hour traffic at, like, 5 in the morning in Atlanta. That was terrible.
Oh,
I was so tired, and, like, my nerves were just shot that I was about to just, like, freak out if I didn't fall asleep. And I tried to take it out on everybody, but I was ready to lose my mind.
Yeah.
But either way, we went down there, Went to Orlando. The next night we played in Punta Gorda. That was a really cool thing. A bunch of... No, I think it's Punta.
It's Punta.
I'm just saying Punta.
Well, fine. But anyways, we went down there and we played for some older folks. And it seemed like they were into it for the most part. Except they kept telling us turn down, so we were playing Death Man, which, as people will get to find out, it's a very crazy song. And we played that... Very, very differently.
It's a lullaby version.
Yeah, to try to please people. And then we played Orlando, and that was awesome. We played with Shabooms, and we played with Paul Metz and the Woolly Bushmen. And it was crazy. We recorded a song with the Woolly Bushmen.
That's right.
In Orlando as well, Cadillac. So I don't know when we'll get that back, but... It'll be cool when we get it.
Yeah, we're gonna give people the basic tracks, like all the tracks, and let them do like remix versions first. Shit, that idea just came to me, and now we're gonna have to stick to it.
Yeah,
is that just because we don't want to take the 10 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. To mix yeah, we're gonna let them do their own mixes.
Pick you the can best buy one. The. We'll do like they did with that Tox song, where you could get the free version, which is just like. You know, one of the tracks or whatever, and then you can buy the premium version where you get the whole song.
Honey Don't Feel Well Basic.
Yeah, honey, yeah. So, we're stealing that idea too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's life on the road like with you guys in the van traveling down there? To...
The van is so
Tucker,
awesome.
Tucker's not as...
You guys don't know how to fucking drive.
Yeah, it's coming from the guy who was riding people's asses all the way home.
That's how you have to do it.
I would much rather drive slow than have Tucker drive.
Right. Tucker would probably never drive the van again, so that's how that works.
If I wasn't napping, when I heard you guys were changing the route because you didn't want to drive through mountains, and we lost like an hour and a half.
See, Tucker...
I would have taken
the Tucker wants us to drive up like all a 9% grade in a van carrying... Hundreds of pounds.
That's
of
why we bought the V8. Yeah. We can handle the 9.
The V so much power in it.
This is our first time talking about
this. We're looking at the V10. Yeah, this is just going to be a brawl here in a second. But yeah,
I noticed the gas was going down a lot quicker when I was driving.
Yeah. So,
but we got hope, right?
Luckily, Tucker managed to make it home and scrape the bottom of our car or van trying to get to his driveway because. God forbid he carry the drums another 15 feet. But either way...
It's a lot of brotherly love.
Yeah, it went well for all the things that went wrong. I mean, it was the first time
not
we
that
had
many
ever...
Things went wrong.
No, I mean, things went way better than expected. It was our first time really touring. I mean, actually not driving separately and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't lose any money on the trip, which was... Yeah. Pretty wild for only playing 3 shows and driving all the way to Florida.
Everyone said you're probably not going to make the money you spend on gas back when we did, but probably only because we played with the Woolly Bushmen, and they're pretty, I think, a big deal down in Orlando.
Yeah.
That was the plan, though.
I hope there was their hometown, kind of, or closer to their hometown. So.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. It went, for the inexperience we have on the road, it went really well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We weren't able to... our friend Brandon came with us and played bass. Because John had to stay back home. Keep things locked down.
Yeah, shout out to Brandon for...
Shouts out to Brandon.
Coverage. Yeah.
He did... Yeah, he played with us. He learned all the songs in like... Well, he'd heard us play the songs, but he learned all the songs ridiculously fast. Played with us. Helped keep spirits high.
I think he only actually practiced with the band before a show, like, what, once or twice?
Yeah, something
with
like
me
that.
At least.
Yeah. And just, like, almost never performed live.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was his first time playing something that wasn't a house show. He did really well.
It's amazing what he managed to pull off.
Yeah.
He, like, recently, like, developed, like, anxiety, too. So he's, like, dealing with, like... The worst possible scenarios all at once, and, you know, God forbid anyone, like, feels slightly, like, uneasy because Brandon is about to lose his shit, so, like, he hides it really well.
Yeah, he's good.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a champion.
Nice. Yeah. Who gets to run the radio when you guys are...
We're pretty good about that.
Yeah, we dictate it pretty well, like between us. It started out with trucker music.
Yeah, because we got the CB radio in car. And we learned like all the trucker talk and everything. And it turns out like the trucker talk is kind of a dead language. So
the only time we'd get a response, we'd say something. We'd say something on like the radio, and then wouldn't hear anything every now and then. Hear like shut up or something like that. That was all.
So usually it was all inaudible and it was very weird.
It was trucker songs and then us kind of like trading songs back and forth. Like Brandon made a playlist, and then we'd do like have someone pick out an album and we'd listen to that. Our friend Ryan kept suggesting us music to listen to, and then we did listen to that. It was all good music, too.
It was really cool.
He was a DJ on a college radio station out in Colorado for like a year or something like that. So his music tastes probably way better than ours. And we said, well, screw you. We're going to listen to
Trucker Radio.
Trucker music. And
yeah. What's that crazy movie? Trying to blank on the name, but where Paul Walker and Steve Zahn and whatever, and they're
Candy Cane.
We were talking about
Candy Cane.
Wrong Turn, is that what it's called?
No, it's not Wrong Turn. It's Joyride.
Joyride. Yeah. Never saw it, but we talked about it.
Enough. But yeah, that's they start messing around on the walkie talk or the CB.
It was a bad decision.
Yeah, didn't work out so well for those guys, but.
Rusty Nail was the dude's name.
It's amazing how much that movie came up. Like,
just because we had a CB radio.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean.
And we were on the road, I guess.
There's probably more important things that happened in that movie, but that's the only thing apparently anyone remembers it for.
Right?
That was a classic, man.
Yeah. Classic Steve Zahn.
Yeah, I love that guy.
he's great.
I quote him and Saving Silverman all the time.
CS, dude.
He's
classic. Strange Wilderness, he's really good in that, too.
So we, like I said, we got the record coming out, but you also have another opportunity to come over to the Sinkhole this Saturday night, February 18th, and you can see them with Shitstorm, Backwash, and Hypertension.
Right from...
Did I get everybody right?
I think Hypertension or Hypertension.
I think it's Hypertensions.
Plural?
Yeah. And where are they from? Are they from Wisconsin?
America, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just play it safe. Yeah. They're within...
come Saturday and find out. Right. Yeah. Ask them yourself.
They'll say where they're from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got Shitstorm and Backwash who are from here.
Have you guys played Sinkhole yet?
Not as...
We have. Three of us did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been over there yet. I need to go check it out.
Tucker was down in Hawaii, and so he couldn't play with us.
Yeah.
But we played there. That place is awesome. The sound there is really awesome. Yeah. Matt books really good shows.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been seeing a lot. I mean, I've been trying to do my part to promote a lot of the shows in town, and I see all their events, and there's a lot of really great bands coming through there. So I need to make it over there.
The Killer Napkins guy did a whole mural like behind like where the band plays. That was really cool. It's really nice.
Yeah.
That guy's a lot of really cool artwork.
Yeah. What, they got an old Taco Bell sign in there?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I guess that's what it used to be. It was a Taco Bell at one point, I guess. What? I don't know where else they would get a Taco Bell.
I think Matt told me. Me and him went over there one day when he first showed it to me. I don't remember where he said he got it from.
They should put the Taco Bell sign like on the front door.
Yeah.
Bring a lot of people. But it's cool. They've got like what I think in the future is going to be like a recording area, like in the back.
Yeah.
That's like kind of the green rooms kind of now for the bands. A lot of inappropriate like drawings in the bathrooms. Taco Bell sign, of course.
Yeah.
The sound there's really good. They take care of the bands and everything. I love it there.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, well, come on over again that Saturday night. February 18th at the Sinkhole. And then, like I said, March 17th at Off-Broadway with Bruiser Queen CD release party. And then going into April, you guys have another date at Schlafly Tap Room, which you were telling me you had a story.
Well, we're playing with Sat Baxter from Nashville, or from near Nashville.
They're from around Nashville.
And then Polly Shades from Alton, who's really far out. Our other bands have played with them. But the last time we played at the Tap Room, What was it? Who was that show with? Who did we play with? Oh, it was for our friend Jenny's birthday. It was with Dub Nub, 305, and Jailbone.
That was the first time we played there. So
yeah, it was our first time that we played there. Yeah. So we told Tucker to go to the tap room. He plugged in his GPS, apparently the wrong tap room, because he called us and
you
was like,
you wouldn't think you have to select different tap rooms. There should only be one tap room, because I knew it was Bottle Works or tap room. I was like, okay, there's tap room. Bingo. Let's go.
I'm at the airport. Where do I load in my drums?
I did not say that.
I wasn't on the phone. I'm sorry.
So I figured it out by the time I was getting to the, like,
you were at the airport security in the terminal, and you're trying to bring your hi hat through the TSA check-in.
No, I figured it out pretty soon.
He got there in good time.
Soon enough.
Yeah, he still made it really in time. Did, yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. Surprising.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're looking to get to the tap room in April, don't go to the airport.
Right.
They do have one though.
Yeah, but they did put a tap room. But yeah, if you're in the main terminal at Lambert,
yeah,
and you want to get a nice frosty brew, you know where to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're sponsored by Schlafly now.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
paying us to get that plug.
Drink it. It's good. Drink it. Well, and we were talking about. You mentioned playing Good Vibes, and that's you have an official music video for that song. You guys, which is a lot of fun. It makes me laugh. It was a lot of really silly things in there.
Yeah, yeah, what Josh had to brush his teeth. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was first time for everything.
Yeah, that was that was an interesting thing, because we had a totally different idea for what that video was going to be before it actually came to be what it was. Because we were going to try to do it as just one shot.
Yeah.
And it didn't turn out that way at all. But the way it turned out was great.
Yeah.
But then when we were shooting it as if it was going to be all one shot. So we were really trying to make it happen. And it was kind of, I guess, a wasted effort later
not
on.
Not wasted.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we still use a lot of the footage, but I mean, like, the getting to certain spots on time wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, we got really good at playing our songs as a band while also dodging traffic.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we pretty much played going through a main thoroughfare in Festus.
So. Yeah.
People will stop driving if they see people walking through the street with a camera. Like, oh,
yeah,
that's
true.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Like Hollywood.
It was a strange thing because, like, it started as, well, we recorded and made that video, like, we recorded the song and made the video simultaneously. Like, there are gang vocal tracks that are in the actual song that were recorded at the party, like
where we at the party where we shot the video.
Yeah, at the party where we were shooting the video.
Yeah.
And like it started out, I was like, "Oh, guys, we're gonna do this one shot. We're gonna start in an alleyway. We're gonna go through the street. We're gonna go here. We're gonna do this. It's just gonna be one long shot. It's gonna be crazy.
We'll see.
Yeah,
very cool.
Very cool. Very tight.
Smooth.
And it ended up just being like all these other things. We're like, well, let's drive a screwdriver into Tucker's head, put lipstick on Corey, poke John's eyeballs,
yeah,
and I'll floss.
That was the worst. You had the floss.
And then, and then we just like had this party, recorded it, and everything like that, and it turned into that being that video. It was a lot of fun. I think that comes through. A lot of people get a good time.
And that was before we ever played a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was before Dayton.
Yep. We wanted to like introduce the band as this big package. We're like, all right, we got this super group. We're gonna drop it all at the same time. We're gonna have a Facebook page. We're gonna have all this stuff and a music video. And then it was just like we were kind of ahead of the ball game. And then we did the music video. And we're like, a couple months later, we're like, shit, we got to do some more stuff.
Yeah,
we have more stuff that we need to do.
Yeah,
well, now we're
doing
behind.
It though. We're doing it though.
But it's all good stuff. I mean, you know. It's good that we know what we need to get done. We just have to get it done before a release show, which is really important to have everything done by.
We've been working on our second video for like 2 months now.
Yeah.
And it's very close to being done.
It was a great idea. It was very impractical by the time we realized what we actually had to do to get it done. It's like, what, almost 300 tracings?
Yeah, so this next video is like, it's for this song that Corey wrote called Not For Me, and
we're trying to do like a stop motion thing where we filmed Corey like singing it, and then we've just done tracings of his face over, over, and over, and over. And we were like in the single digits for how many left we have to do. And then there's still editing and all that stuff. But we've been working on that for a while. And then we've got some rowdy ideas for the third song from the CD for a music video that we're going to do. Okay. But yeah, we've been doing that.
And you're hoping to have it all done? And maybe
we're hoping to have two more videos done before the release show, right. So we're gonna try.
The next video won't be as. We're never gonna do that ever again.
No. Yeah, some of that stuff. And that's what's fun about the Good Vibes video and everything else. Let alone you get to hear a song, but you also get to see all the four of you guys, and you get to see kind of get some of the character of what the music and the band and everything else. And all that kind of comes together in a nice package in a 3-minute song or whatever, and people can kind of get a good idea of what's going on and stuff. So let alone just hearing a song, hey, I kind of like that song, but you get an idea like, hey, these guys like to party too and stuff. So
for sure.
So hopefully maybe the other videos will do the same, like a similar kind of thing for somebody also. But that's what's great about a music video, is it can tell a lot more of the story.
Right.
So. We have the luxury of being able to do it, not having to have other people do it. I have a friend that helps me do the videos, but we come up with the ideas and stuff like that between the band and everything.
And that's what where we live in that, where even our cell phones are shooting like 4K video and stuff.
Right.
People have the ability to do a lot of DIY kind of stuff and get more creative and have fun with it like that. So it's nice to see people are able to do it by themselves and stuff, not really needing a lot of more help.
A lot of cash flow. Essentially.
So, keep an eye out for more videos coming soon. And, you guys got, there's an official YouTube channel. You can click subscribe and get your updates there and stuff. Yeah. So, and then, of course, you guys are on Facebook, like we said. And go ahead and head over there and give them a like and keep up with more tour dates coming soon. Mm-hmm. I've only heard Good Vibes. Is the rest of the record a similar feel? Is that, or are we?
No, it's not. It's it's only three songs. Right. But our plan was we wanted to get everything as diverse as what we present as.
It couldn't be much more diverse.
I think there's a range to the dynamics of the songs we play. Play a lot of loud rockers.
Yeah.
We also have some softies, so we wanted to kind of, just only releasing three songs, kind of get the best of each world in that regard.
And be like, here's Pono Ann.
Yeah.
Right.
Good Vibes is kind of in the middle, I think. This next song that we're releasing, Not For Me, is like a little bit more slow, like quieter, more like psychedelic, kind of trancey. And then the third song, Death Man, is just a canon of loudness.
You wouldn't expect it if you thought everything was going to sound like Good Vibes.
Right.
It's far different. The cool thing is also the recording for each of these songs is totally different, because Good Vibes was recorded at Josh's apartment in here, and where else?
That's it. We did everything there.
And then Not For Me,
with Brandon Bischoff from Bucko Toby. He's also a co-mixing
everything.
He's like one of the head brewmasters at Main and Mill too. He recorded that for us. And then he also recorded Death Man for us, but with a completely different setup. Good Vibes was like everything was on tape. Death Man was like digital, with this new shit, whatever it is that he got, I'm not sure. And then we did all the vocals at Corey's house for that. Yeah. And then Not For Me was the weirdest. This is before, that's like an interesting one, because before the band even was like started, Corey showed me this song that he wrote, which is that song. And I sat down with him and was like, oh, that's really cool. And then I went home, I had it stuck in my head, which is just like right here. I had it stuck in my head, and I asked him what the lyrics to the song were, and then I was like, well, I can't get this out of my head. I want to record a demo for the song for him, like to show him what I'm hearing. And then I brought it back over to him and I added some stuff to the song. And then he was like, what the hell? And then, so that ended up being, we were like, we tried recreating that song live and trying to do different stuff and we couldn't. So that ended up being the recording that we kind of stuck with.
Yeah, we, after I heard it, I was just like, this is how the song should go. And I was like, I really don't think, because there's like, there's organ parts on it and there's just a lot of stuff that obviously we don't have an organ player or anything, so.
Do you play organ, Shane?
No.
Well, you just missed your chance. Yeah. But
I'm a quick learner, though.
But it was pretty crazy. I mean, I just didn't think that we were going to be able to make it sound as cool as he managed to do just by himself. So I was like, I don't think we need to re-record this. This sounds pretty great. I mean, Josh fixed it all, too. I mean, I think Brandon might have gone back and like fixed like some level stuff. But for the most part, I think it's all Josh.
Yeah,
pretty well.
Tell you, man, it's your song.
I wrote it. He just does everything on it. And then the video, I'm mouthing the words
that he's singing.
That
I'm singing in the video. And when we play it live,
it's
Corey
in a different key.
It's in a different key. We change the key. Yeah,
because I was just like, boy, it's going to be hard to like project and sing that high. Because I originally wrote it that way, but it was supposed to be a softie. So I was like, well, whatever, you know. And I only put it on my phone, so it didn't really matter. And then, you know, we got the song out there, and now it's in a different key, different singer. And
yeah.
We're a mess. Yeah.
So a lot of ideas going around, and somehow we get most of them out there.
Right. Yeah. Is that... going back to good vibes and kind of the feel, like you're saying, there's the gang vocals and there's definitely like that kind of, you're saying recording that's kind of got that lo-fi feel and that kind of thing. And I mean, that's just like a really cool kind of that you created now, but it definitely has that feeling like that this is like some old recording, you know, like it just sounds like it's from
right
60s
cool.
or something like that or whatever, you know. It's like
that's, cool.
That's what we were hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean it does, it's really unique sound to it like that, and like, and it's just a fun thing. But that, so it's like, I guess saying the other stuff with being on digital is not quite the same.
The other ones, I think they definitely sound different. Not for right. me. I mean, not for me is mostly like acoustic.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of organ in there, like very minimal drum stuff. I just recorded that by myself on GarageBand.
Right.
Like I said, it was originally a demo, and then we were just like, well, it's got... it might not have, like, amazing quality, but it's got some charm to it and everything. There's a good story behind it, so we kept that.
Yeah.
And then the song Death Man, that's a little bit more... that's probably, like, the best-sounding one on
sure.
the whole thing, I think.
Well, it's nice to see you guys are, you know, like I said, you're offering a lot of variety in your styles, but recording and everything, trying to... but do you have a preference? I mean, is anything, like, felt like... you know, better than others, or you just kind of want to keep trying to see what different stuff you can come up with?
I'll tell you what, the best thing I think that we've done that sounds cool is down in Florida when we recorded Cadillac with.
Yeah, it'll be nice to hear the final thing of that, because
he has actual like reel-to-reel tape, and Simon did this, the singer of the Woolly Bushmen, he did their first two albums, I think.
Yeah, and
he recorded their
incredible.
First two albums himself. They're awesome. Sky Bosses, and was the first one self-titled? Sky Bosses for sure.
I think it is.
And then he did something. I want to say he might be working with the Shabooms right now. But I mean, we're huge fans of his. So the fact that he recorded one of our songs is awesome. But that was really cool.
Yeah.
But we're trying for the most part to be able to do everything of ourselves. But we're talking to some people right now about recording something longer for us. But nothing's set in stone yet.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's interesting because I mean, both of us have, well, yeah, and then the Buckatobi album that they put out was all, like, in John's basement, I think.
Yeah.
So, almost, like, between the Langoliers and Buckatobi, I don't think anyone's ever actually made, like, a recording in the same spot. And it's not, I don't think it's due to, like, oh, I didn't like that. It's just, we're still relatively new to recording, so it's interesting to do it in different places. And
sure.
Just see what you can get. Like, we've already talked to... Brandon Bischoff about doing the next Langoliers thing and recording it live in here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other places that we did it at were awesome, but it's nice whenever you... One, Brandon makes everything just sound so crazy and psychedelic. It's
yeah.
it's insane. So it's cool to have him on it, but just the... especially with, I think, the way that Josh records. I mean, he's... it's never just like, okay, we're going to record it and that's the end of it. It's like, how much can I do with it? And by doing it, you know, by ourselves, you know, he gets to do that. In the studio, it would be like, well, we're wasting money, we're wasting time.
Yeah.
So it gives us more chance to experiment.
Sure. I get that totally, man. Because, like, for me doing the show, like, I mean, it's just me, a laptop, and a mic every time. But so it's the same equipment, but I record all over the place.
Right.
I'm a different place every time. And there's a lot to it, you know, just the atmosphere of where we're at and, like, all kinds of different things. So keeps it fresh, man, for sure. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I can relate to that.
I think the same thing goes for the live performances as well. It's nice kind of having that variety of having some rockers we can play and then also being able to mm-hmm. calm it down a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps it fresh from that standpoint.
Yeah, it's... If you don't like one song, you can just wait, and you'll find you'll at least you'll get something different. You know,
so you guys
may not
are
be
like,
for everyone, but
you guys are like Missouri weather. Then
exactly,
yeah, exactly. That's what the name should have been.
Yeah,
yeah. So stick around,
and that's the cool thing. I mean, I maybe not quite to the degree that Pono does it, but I've always just liked the idea of not really boxing yourself in. You know,
definitely.
It's because you know I write songs all the time that don't sound like this thing or they don't sound like that thing, but it's nice whenever it doesn't have to. You know, you can put it out and it's what it is.
Yeah.
You know. So I definitely think there's a lot of variety to our stuff and
yeah.
You know, if we can keep it that way, keep it pretty diverse.
Sure. With you guys playing in other groups and you write something, like, do you feel like, oh, this is definitely belongs here, or
yeah, I've had that situation.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he has too. I mean, he writes all the time, but
yeah. Well, I mean, not for me. They tried. Well,
we tried all. Like, Langley's tried Not For Me, and we tried a new song that we're doing, Sierra, and
yeah.
That's like the first time
different.
I like. Yeah, because yeah. I mean, I've tried songs, and it's just like this isn't working. And it's the first time I've had a chance to like take them somewhere else. So I don't know. It's surprising because you just wouldn't think that it would. I guess it really just it goes to show that like the person writing the song is really only doing so much. Because the band behind them has their own tastes and stuff,
right.
And songs that just didn't work out for the Langoliers, you know, ended up being totally great for this, but then their songs, you know, for the Langoliers, it's like, this is just going to sound like a Langoliers song with a different band behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be right. So yeah. It's cool to have that option to move it around, and I'm really not the primary writer, so it takes all the pressure off me. I can put out a song, you know, for Pono if I want to,
right.
You know. But Josh writes enough for like three bands. So.
Yeah,
us three also have a little bit of chemistry because we like
right.
Our first. Well, not John's first band, but our first band like together. We played in a band. Like it was my first experience playing with people. Tucker's too,
mm-hmm.
And that was like back in like 2009. We started playing together, and then Tucker ended up not leaving the country at first, but he was in the military, and so we kind of had to disband. Like, me and John were playing together for a little bit, and then whenever he came back, we were playing together, but I also had Bucko Toby and stuff, so we couldn't really fully dedicate time to it, and then I was like, well, I want to start this other band, too, with Corey,
right.
Because if we could snatch up Corey from the Langoliers, then we'll have, like, a super band, which is our old band plus Corey. So we have, like, some chemistry, too. So,
yeah.
Like, it's kind of a nice thing. It's like Corey kind of had to ease his way into it. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a nice thing being able to, like, I don't know. Me and Corey had a lot of one-on-one time, like, the past couple of years and stuff, just talking about being, like, the leader of a band. And then with these guys, it just kind of, like, everything just meshed really well.
Yeah, very cool, man. Well, so we got the I guess the EP three tracks coming
mm-hmm.
out, and that'll be on March 17th, like we said. We got the van and stuff. You guys looking to hit the road more in the rest of the year, or any
yeah,
other big plans?
We're trying
to book what we
we're
can.
For sure going to New York in May. I got a friend that's getting married out there, and. One way or another, we're getting out there. I don't know if Alex is going to be there. We're about to find that
yeah.
out. But either way, we're definitely doing something in May. And we're trying to figure that stuff out, too. Because
yeah.
it's different from booking shows, you know, just in town. It's like, you should probably book something, you know, at least a month out whenever you're booking in town. But whenever you're doing these tours, it's like, you should do it like 3 or 4 months in advance if you're really planning on getting that specific day. So
mm-hmm.
We're still trying to figure that stuff out. But that's the idea, is we're trying to play out more, you know? It's
sure
we want people to hear it in St. Louis, but, you know, we'd like to see what people think about it outside of St. Louis, too.
Yeah. It sounds like, you know, I mentioned Cadillac and stuff. I mean, you guys, and they're always writing and stuff. You guys hoping to, you know, put out, I mean, we've got to get the first release out first, but, I mean, are you guys hoping to kind of keep that EP three-song kind of thing, or you guys want to hold on to some tracks?
I think we're just going to probably do the three-track EP and then probably just end the band.
Just our
one and done. That's
Josh's other, like, 500 songs that are, you know, being pushed back.
Trashing.
Right, yeah, we're just never going to... No, hopefully whatever the next thing is. I don't know exactly, you know, on what quantity we'll release it, but...
I just feel like EPs are kind of the way to go right now. Like, it's just a good... Good glimpse at what you guys are up to at the time. You don't have to sit and wait to try to get 10, 12 songs together for full length or something like that. You know,
that's true.
Millennials have short attention spans. They can't sit through a full record anymore.
That's true. It just sucks because I want to cross... There's two things that I want to cross off my list. And I know Tucker's here with me on this. Like, I want to properly record a full length album. Like, I want to actually sit down and like do something from start to finish. Not just like throwing a bunch of songs in order, but like...
Yeah.
Experience the idea of going in and hashing out an album and then actually do like a somewhat lengthy tour.
Mm-hmm.
I want to actually do that. But it's difficult, especially when you're a new band, to like just drop in like a full length immediately. We'll probably do something.
Yeah.
We might not quit the band.
I mean, we have so much material to work with. I've never been in a situation where we have more material than we have time to put it out. So the idea is, I mean, we'll probably still try to keep it to short releases to some extent, but try to do it very regularly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always something new and there's something happening. It's something to be excited about.
Sure. Well, I mean, and even that, like, you know, I mean, you guys saying you haven't really got to do it yet, but I know, like, even as a fan, like, I've done the same thing where I get a, you know, somebody's record and, you know, it's been a year since they put out the record or whatever, they worked on it for so long. You get it, you listen to it, and you're like, cool, that was great. When's the next one? You know, it's like that same thing. So, like, you know, it's like, and so that's the nice thing about EPs. Like, you can kind of drop one every couple months, even if you want it or whatever it might be, you know, if you got the funding for it and stuff. But it's just a nice way to kind of keep continually hitting fresh material and stuff, so
I don't think the length has any bearing on like the hype for it, you know? So, you know, if it gives us an excuse to be having big shows where we can get people like Bruiser Queen on it and just making them big events, that's what we're shooting for, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, hopefully in the summer, I'm sure we'll have a Whiskey War and a Jekyll Fest and everything, big parties
like
that.
We'll have a festival too.
Yeah, well, we're doing two of them this year. We got June 17th, where it's Undercover Weekend-esque, where mostly original bands are going to be doing like an hour, about 50 minutes or so. Same way we did the festival last year, so we have two stages going on every hour from 1 till midnight, and then we're doing it again in October. But that's just going to be all original bands, all original music, doing it the same way. So there should be a lot of festivals going on.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, that lineup you guys had down here last year was sick, man.
Corey.
With some great bands, my friends.
Awesome.
I was really bummed I wasn't able to make it out that night, but you know,
it'll be back around.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'll try to make it this time for sure. Well, again, mark it on your calendar, March 17th, and come over to Off-Broadway, but you can come out this weekend, Saturday the 18th at the Sinkhole, and see these guys. And you can follow them on Facebook and everything for more details. Any other social media, Instagram or anything? Or
we've got an Instagram, just PonoAM on Instagram.
Yeah.
We've got a Bandcamp with Only Good Vibes on it right now. We're going to put more on whenever we release the CD.
Is that available for purchase there?
I think, I don't know if we do a pay what you want. I think we do a pay what you want thing.
Well, kick a couple bucks over there and help fund this next project and stuff. So, yeah, it's all going to go to a good cause.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited, man. Like I said, it's fun to see, especially if, a new band and getting out there doing some cool stuff. So, I thank you guys for hanging out for a minute.
Yeah, man, thanks for having us, man. This is, you know, some of the first promotion we're really getting on this, so we appreciate it, man.
For sure. We're going to drop in some tunes. Like I said, we're going to play Good Vibes and...
Probably not for me.
And not for me.
Maybe Deathman. I don't know. We'll decide on it. We got to do it quick. It might be cool to put Deathman just because it's... Well, I don't know if we're saving it to...
Keep listening and find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something will be on it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Step on.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.